Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv right here on Indy100.com radio and UBN Universal Broadcast Network. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world who have been tuning into my show. And because of you guys, I get to do what I do. And I always want to say how grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership, because I am always grateful, because like I said, we get to do this and you guys be entertained. We're going to have a great show for you guys today if you're into great sci-fi drama shows. We got one of the actresses from the new series on Hulu, The First, starring Sean Penn, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a little couple plugs again. If you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want, hit me up on Twitter at Tyrone Tan, TYRONETAN as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And then at new Instagram, thanks to the hacker there, at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then also, if you want to really want to find me, you could go to Facebook, Tyrone Tan. And then last but not least, if you like the songs we're going to play today, or the song and music, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Also, if you have any questions, all that kind of good stuff. We are going to have a great show. We're going to be bringing in some two new guest co-hosts for today. We want to say thank you to all the guest co-hosts that we've got to rotate through the new season. And I always just want to say shouts out to everybody, from Elisina Eck to Brandon Rozovich, down to David Rivers, down to a plethora of great ones. And if I'm blanking out, I do apologize, but again, it's been a lot of great guest co-hosts. But without further ado, we are going to be bringing in some two lovely guest co-hosts, some dear friends. Coming into the studio, we have actress, host, producer Jenny Austin.
Hello.
And another producer, reporter, host, Mina Wahab.
Hey, so
you want to take a look at talk? There you go. Move that mic a little bit closer.
Yeah,
there
you go. Now?
So again, welcome, lovely ladies, here to Indy100.com Radio and Star Wars Entertainment.tv and Universal, UBN, Universal Broadcast Network.
Thank you so much for having us.
No, thank you for coming. So again, we wanted the audience to get to know you, lovely ladies. Talk a little bit about yourselves before we bring in the guest of the hour. So let's start with Jenny Austin.
Yay.
Tell the audience just a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Okay, I'm from North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
I've been in LA for 6 years. I went to Elon University, studied broadcast journalism, minor in theater arts.
Okay.
Yada, yada. Moved to LA when I was 22.
So that was like yesterday. No,
like
last year.
Last
no.
week.
Yeah, no, not.
And yeah, I started as an actress and then started reporting and hosting a lot and have loved it.
Awesome.
Interviewed a lot of awesome people.
Awesome. Let's talk a little about, are you allowed to talk about what you've hosted for and what
sure,
kind of
I hosted for the Dish Network, Fox Milwaukee, mm-hmm. and CBS Sacramento.
Awesome.
And my first interview, which I always think about, was, not to name drop, Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, which was amazing.
Awesome.
And so I always think back to that day. That was about 2 years ago.
Oh, because that was your first.
Yes.
Wow.
And I was so nervous.
Awesome. And Mina Wahab, let's talk a little bit about yourself and your background. Where are you from?
Yeah, so I was raised in California, technically born in Chicago, but I've lived my whole life in California. Went to UCLA and loved it there. Best college experience. And when I graduated, I was still like figuring myself out and figuring out exactly what I wanted to do. I dabbled in a few things here and there. Interned at the Young Turks Network. Loved it. Did both the political side and the pop culture sides mm-hmm. over there. Learned a lot. ended up doing YouTube talent management afterwards, and here I am as a host and a producer, interviewing people at red carpet events, doing podcasts. Wow. And that's what I really enjoy, talking to different people and about the issues that really matter in society.
Awesome, which is kind of cool because this is kind of how we met, too, on a red carpet. Mm-hmm. You guys were really, really cool, outgoing, and you know, we kind of hit it off, and now you guys are here. And it's kind of cool to kind of see this, and it's kind of see your guys' growth, and hopefully the audience get to follow you guys a little bit more, if not fans already. So, again, let's go. So you have some social media there, Jenny Austin. It's you want to say your social media?
Sure. At It's Jenny Austin.
So that's ITSJENNYAUSTIN. That's It's Jenny Austin. And then Mina Wahab, your social media?
At Mina Makes Magic across social media platforms.
Okay, so that's at Mina, M as in Mary, I, N as in Nancy, A, M as in Mary, A-K-E-S, Magic, M as in Mary, A-G-I-C. Do you know what reason why I spelled it out?
Because names are spelled differently?
Well, sometimes people like will say something that's magic with two C's, or and then it's all like, you know, so you never know. So again, Jenny, that's It's Jenny Austin, and then at Mina Makes Magic. I was going to go with a joke with that. so check them out again. They're lovely. They're going to be here for the rest of the hour here. So Jenny, what would ideally you would love to do in the perfect world, and who would you like to work with? Let's put that out there.
Ooh, work with actress.
Okay, so as an actress, you'd like to do acting?
Oh, you're saying?
In general, overall.
In general, yeah. In life. Well, I was thinking today about Sarah Jessica Parker because she liked one of my comments, and I love her.
Really? Okay. What was one of your comments that you did? Was it a comment that
I wrote on her last picture, I love her more than anything. She what? Liked it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Sex in the City lately.
Okay.
A timeless show.
Yeah. You would love to work with her?
Yes.
Okay. As an actress.
Or a host. I would love to interview her. I've never interviewed her.
Okay. We'll put that out there. You never know.
Sarah, if you're listening. Oh, wait. It was the Hocus Pocus reunion?
One of my friends.
So she's in LA.
My friend starred in Hocus Pocus.
Which one?
Omri Katz. He's the main boy.
Zach? What's his name?
I haven't watched the movie in years. But he's the main kid. The main kid.
Okay. The virgin.
He
plays Thora Birch's older brother. He's the main guy.
Yeah.
So yeah. I remember when he got that too. Cool. And so that's kind of interesting. So
they're acting.
I'm sorry.
Has he been acting?
You know, the last time I saw him,
he's pretty young.
Yeah. Last time I saw him, I'll probably talk off air a little bit. But last time I saw him I was producing one of my first movies, and he actually came in to audition for one of my movies I first produced. So he was really cool. So I mean, I don't know if he is now, but I do want to say shout out Omri. He's a really, really good guy. He's doing a lot. He's done awesome. A lot in general, but who knows? There's never a connection there. Especially he was like the main guy. It's just one of those. Humbly, I try to say this. It's just been because I've been in the industry for many years. I've been very blessed and very fortunate to have become friends with a lot of people. But as you know, it's a relationship thing in the sense of this industry. It just you do come across a lot of people, and a lot of people you do make friends with, and I'm very look we're friends now, and then maybe 10 years from now, like, oh my gosh, I remember when Jenny Austin first came out here a couple years. But no, that's kind of how it goes down, and you know, you see this. So who else? Okay, so Sarah Jessica Parker,
Elizabeth Moss.
Okay.
Guillermo del Toro.
Love him.
Oh, okay.
And he seems so nice. And he's so cute.
Labyrinth 2, Jenny.
Yes.
Put it out.
Yes.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, that doesn't seem too far-fetched. I'm sure you'll interview him soon.
Okay, thank God. Thank goodness.
No, I'm sure. I mean.
Is that a bad word? Okay.
How about guys?
Oh, how about guys?
Actors you'd like to work with and or interview?
Chris Hemsworth's pretty hot. I've met Liam. He's a doll. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see him again. Liam, if you're out well, I guess he's
a girl. Liam, come on. No.
I met him once and he was so sweet. Okay. That's enough. Okay. Who else?
What?
More actresses.
Or any?
Meryl Streep, obviously.
Okay. Good. Let's move on with Mina. Mina Wahab. What would you ideally, in a perfect world, what would you love to do, and you know, and or meet, interview, or whatever?
I think it would be really cool to be like Anthony Bourdain. You know, rest in peace. But what he did, minus the food, but with culture, like just going around the world.
Oh wow!
Talking to people, hearing their stories, like really digging deep, really understanding where they come from. Kind of like humans in New York, but like humans around the world.
Gotcha. Mm. Okay. Anyone else?
I love, this is so cliche, but I love Oprah.
Okay.
I love James Lipton just because he asks such great questions, and I love how he'll like end everything with, when you meet God at the pearly gates, what's one thing you would want to know?
He was someone I had a pleasure. I had met him. He was sitting behind me. I remember it was the Wolf of Wall Street premiere, and he was sat behind me, and I said, that's James Lipton. And then he came up down the line, and it was a really weird experience. So that's someone.
What was he like?
He was really just how he is. On he came up. It was at the after party of Wolf of Wall Street, and he came up. He introduced himself to Leo DiCaprio, and I was standing right there, and he was asking him to, you know, how great he was on the film. And it was kind of, I was in awe because it's, you know, you see him do this thing. And, you know, his little thing. And it's just one of those guys that you just kind of get in awe of. But he was like nice gentleman, very, very polite, very eloquent. And I mean, I could kind of recall how he talked. But, you know, you never know. You put that out there.
Also, I have so much respect for Jimmy Kimmel, because not only is he funny and an amazing late night show host, but anytime there's anything going on in the political realm or like anything at all that's important to talk about, he'll still bring it up on the show and shed light on important issues, even though the genre he deals with is comedy.
And yeah,
he's so great at,
and I think he does a good way of doing it, and funny, and you know,
he's very sincere.
Yeah, and I think that's, I think at the end of the day, whatever you girls do in general, I think if you're sincere, people, you know, you're honest, you know, people can't really fault you on that. It's when people, I think, sometimes pretend something or whatever it is, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I think, basing off your guys' personalities and basing what I'm knowing so far, you guys are going to be going far.
Thank you.
That's really sweet.
That's seriously really nice.
I know. And I probably wouldn't have had you guys on here if I really thought differently, in the sense of like the types of people. I love bringing people here that are just sweet, sincere, and you know, so.
Best way to be.
Yeah. All right. So did you guys get the memo?
Yeah.
the memo is the guest co-host of the hour. We first talk some movie reviews before the guests come on. Any movies you've seen lately, or something you'd like to talk about? Or,
well, it is October 3rd, and it is a Wednesday. Uh-huh. And on Wednesdays,
the
women of Mean Girls wear pink, / so do we.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're
okay.
Wearing pink right now. Pink,
so you want to talk about Mean Girls? I mean,
sure.
Okay. Is that, I mean, you know, so we'll replace that from any new movies to see, but out there. But let's talk about Mean Girls, because that's out. Okay. I mean, people could go check this out. And because you girls are the guest co-hosts of the hour, we talk about, you know, like stuff that you guys like sometimes. So Mean Girls, let's talk about, what is the history of why you love that movie? And let's talk about the movie that, for people that, because look, there could be a generation hasn't even seen it. Mm-hmm. I know it's been out there for a while. So thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis from Mean Girls. If you have not seen this, this is came out in 2004. Mean Girls rated PG-13. Again, thanks to IMDb, here's a little synopsis. Katie Heron is a hit with the Plastics, the A-list girl clique at her new school, until she makes the mistake of falling for Aaron Samuels, the ex-boyfriend of Alpha Plastic, Regina George. Directed by Mark Waters, starring beautiful Lindsay Lohan, Jonathan Bennett, Rachel McAdams, that's a plethora, Tina Fey, Tim Meadows, Amy Poehler, Lisa Chabert, Anna Gasteyer, Lizzie Kaplan, Danielle Frenzies, and Neil Flynn, Amanda Seyfried. A plethora of great actors who are all, a lot of them are all pretty big now. And obviously, what made this movie one of your favorite films?
The writing. Like, I don't think you can find a movie that is more quotable than Mean Girls.
Which is, again, written by Rosalind. The book was written by Rosalind Wiseman, and screenplay, Tina Fey.
Yeah, Tina Fey's so funny.
So when did you guys see this? Did you guys see this back, you know, like...
I was in high school.
High school?
I was in middle school.
And it hit you guys just like that?
I mean, it was just so funny. Like, I can see it every single year, and I know all the lines. And I think a lot of the fan following of this movie, mm-hmm. they are just like...
Cult following, for sure.
Yeah. Well, huge fans. Like, they can recite the entire script.
And then October 3rd, I forget, what was that date specifically?
It was a Wednesday.
But that was in the film, right?
Yes. Yes. Would you like us to recite it?
Yes, can you please?
Okay. I'm going to play Lindsay Lohan.
Now, this is Jenny Austin doing this. Okay.
You can play Jonathan Bennett, who plays Aaron Samuels.
Okay, so we got Jenny Austin, who's going to be playing Lindsay Lohan's character in Mean Girls, and then Mina Wahab will be doing Jonathan Bennett's character in Mean Girls. So here's a little clip. Well, not a clip, a reenactment. Here we go.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
That's it.
And that's your favorite line.
That's, well, it's,
on October
I guess it's
3rd,
the,
I asked him what day it was.
I asked him what day it was.
It's October 3rd. Yeah.
No, Lindsay, he asked me what, Lindsay says it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then she goes, and then she's like, 2 weeks later, we spoke again. And he's like, it's raining. And she goes, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how you talk to your crush.
Wow. Have you guys met any crushes that you've had yet?
Met any crushes?
Oh, yeah. Maybe in real life. And it doesn't have to be an actor or actress. Or, like, have you ever confronted any of your crushes?
Oh, like, told them I have a crush on them?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes, I have.
Okay. And what was the response?
He said, do you want to just casually date? And I said, no.
How about yourself?
Bye.
Oh, I've never confronted anyone, but like Bradley Cooper, I saw him at Star is Born.
Oh,
he is my number one.
So starstruck.
Wow.
Really hot.
So good. I didn't say anything. He's really good looking.
It's funny. I did some research. Bradley, you want to come out? No. No. Okay. So, well, that's awesome. So, again, so for those that have not seen Mean Girls, would you highly recommend checking this out?
10 out of 10.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So, again, Mean Girls is out. It's out. I'm sure it's you can watch this on cable, Blu-ray, DVD, all that kind of good stuff. So, again, check that out. That's Mean Girls starring Lindsay Lohan again and Rachel McAdams.
Tim Meadows is so great in this movie, too. He has some of the best lines. He's like, so funny.
I did not leave the South Side for this. When they're all fighting.
And a plethora of great actors. Again, check that out. Again, Mean Girls. And that's a special dedicated review from Jenny Austin and Mina Wahab. Again, so check that out. Again, it's rated PG-13. So, girls, did you get the other memo? You know, the other memo is we find a way of bringing in the guests of the hour. Like, sometimes we will, the guest host will arrange them to come in on limos, magic carpets, Millennium Falcons, or anything like that. Did you guys find a way or arrange a way for the guest of the hour? How are we going to bring her in?
Well, what about a magic carpet?
Magic carpet? Okay.
You said that, right?
Yeah.
Hoverboard.
Hoverboard?
Hoverboard from Back to the Future. Not the like cheap ones that they sell nowadays that catch on fire. The ones from Back to the Future specifically.
Okay.
Do you have any of those?
Well, let me see if we got that. But hold on. Let's bear in mind. I think she's bringing her mom with her as well. So did you guys arrange two hoverboards or...
They can both fit on the same one.
Okay.
Tandem
you won't separate them.
Okay, so I think we're gonna have them go out, or we're gonna bring them on. And I think that I saw some people floating. I wasn't sure what that was, but I guess that's what they're doing. And then speaking of floating, because it kind of simulates the show she's on. Have you heard about this show on Hulu called The First?
Yes, we have.
It's starring Sean Penn. But we're going to talk about that. And she's in the show, The First. So we're going to bring her in. So I guess, how are you going to bring... You're just going to whistle for them? Or what's the deal? You're just going to whistle for them in? Or the hoverboards?
We could sing.
So why don't you... I guess you're going to open the back door. And then you're just going to just... I guess I could see them through the... I think that's them.
Oh, yay.
Okay. So you want to just whistle in? Ready?
Yes.
Go. Go for it. On to Unsynchronicity, girls. And 1, 2, 3.
That was really good.
All right. Here they come, hovering into the studio on the hoverboards. Oh, one's leading. We have from the new series on Hulu, the first, we have actress as well as a singer. She coming in, Amber Patino, coming into the studio, hovering on the hoverboard, as well as right behind her, we have her mother, momager, Lindsay Patino. Here they come, hovering into the studio again. Amber Patino, as well as her mother, beautiful mother, Lindsay Patino. Amber Patino is in the new series, the first on Hulu. Here she is, floating in and now landing. Singer, actress. Actress, singer. Or just multi-talented person. Amber Patino, welcome to StarWarsEntertainment.tv, right here on Indie100.com Radio and UBN, Universal Broadcast Network. Welcome.
Thank you.
And then we also have Lindsay Patino, Mama Jermel.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Well, girls, Jenny.
Yes.
And Mina, thank you for arranging that hoverboards.
You're welcome.
Yes.
So again, Amber, how you doing? I was going to say my man, but I always got like something, it was just natural. But a lovely, lovely woman. Young now, almost adult, right? But not quite. But the last time I actually physically got to see you somewhat, I interviewed you back, how old was she at that time?
I was 11.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm 15 now.
Oh my gosh, she sounds she's all mature. Amber and Lindsay, again, it's first time here. So we always want to, again, we're going to talk about the show, talk about your character, but we also want to talk about, hopefully we're going to do some, we got some music you got going on as well. But before that, we want the audience to get to know you, if not fans, become fans already, and hopefully follow you and follow your show and all that kind of music and all that kind of good stuff. So we always like to start off with the question, where are you born and raised? Amber Patino.
Well, my dad is a pilot, so I've kind of lived pretty much all over, but before California, I lived in Tennessee.
This is where you're born?
I was born in Kentucky.
Okay.
And then moved to Alaska. And then we moved to Tennessee, and then we moved here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, Amber, did you know growing up you always wanted to be an actress and or a singer?
Well, I've always been an artist, and I've always loved the arts and wanted to be a part of it, but I didn't really think that I would be able to be professionally an actress and a singer until I was 11, and we went to this acting workshop, and everything just fell into place. And then I got a manager from that. And
awesome. Yeah. Now, who are your inspirations? Well, I'm saying growing up, you're still growing up. before you got into the industry, who were you inspired by? Any actors or actresses, and or even singers? Because you sing as well,
right? Actresses. I've always loved Rachel McAdams. I think she's just.
Oh, so you're on the same wavelength as these girls. What did you like Rachel from? What was the first thing you've seen her in?
Well, the first thing I saw her in was Mean Girls.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Wow, it was a theme. Did you guys get together and call each other? So you saw her in that?
Yeah, and then The Notebook, of course. Uh-huh. And, yeah. She's
awesome.
Just amazing at everything that she does.
And what about singing? Anyone that inspired you about singing?
Yeah, I've always listened to Ella Fitzgerald.
Wow.
And yeah, and I love people like Paul Simon. I think he has amazing lyrics, and I aspire to be as good a lyricist as he is. Someday.
You're 15? Are you sure you're 15? I thought you were going to say something like Justin Bieber. And
no.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Lindsay, where you were born and raised?
I was born and raised in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh, wow. And did you by any chance feel when you had Amber that she was probably going to be in the industry? Or did sometimes mothers have this gut feeling, right? Maybe? Or what was the point that you felt that she may, get into the entertainment?
Well, I never had an idea that she would be in the industry. I've always known she was very talented, and there's been this crazy gift about her. She's been this amazing, unique person. Mm-hmm. When she, my older daughter's special needs, and she's truly been the big focus of our entire lives. Amber was 3 years old, and we went to the grocery store, and I was so stressed out. I was in tears, and I said, we're never going shopping again. I don't care if we starve. And I was so upset, and Amber put her hand on my shoulder, and she said, if you hold on to your anger will hold on to you at three.
Wow.
And so I've always known that Amber was this crazy, gifted, deep-thinking person. And if I was stressed or upset, she would say, are you upset? I'm just going to sing you a song. And she'd sing something to me that just came out of nowhere.
Wow.
So I've always known that there was this beautiful gift inside of her. But we were always occupied with Nicole and all of Nicole's needs. My parents were both performers. My dad was a stage actor. My mother was a stage performer. My mother actually dated Yul Brynner. So
wow.
You know, she comes from good genes.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law was a prima ballerina in Cuba. Wow. So she has great genes, but we just never thought that this was going to be her direction, because we were really focused on Nicole. And then this performing arts workshop just fell into her lap. Wow. At 11, and all of a sudden she was winning, you know, 7 out of the 10 awards in her age category for things that she had never done before, like walking down a model runway, or, you know, singing and dancing and acting, things she had not ever done. And it was just like watching a light switch being flipped on for the first time.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm a firm believer in therapy. You know, people take their cars for checkups, or their brain, or their teeth for checkups, or their bodies for physicals, but no one ever takes their minds for checkups. And if you have a special needs child, I believe in therapy. But I cannot tell you how much acting for Amber is way more, you know, an investment in therapy than therapy ever has been for her. And so when we saw this kid just beam when she got behind the camera, we just knew that it was meant for her. And you know, we came out here in within the first month, she was the lead in her first role. She was the daughter of a woman that was so distracted she wasn't seeing her child suffer from bulimia, and she actually got an award from that role, Most Promising Young Actress. In fact, that's where you met us for the first time, where she received that award.
I remember
and her very first interview. That was super cool. And my husband, being the super pessimist, he said, well, you know, we'll just see about moving to California. So he made it really difficult. He listed our house for $15,000 more than the appraised value. Wow. And we sold that house within the first week to the very first person who looked at it for exactly what we asked for.
Wow.
So my husband was like, dang it, we're going to Hollywood. And it was great, because for the first 11 years of her life, it was all about her sister. And it was like God flipped a switch.
Yeah.
And it was like, now it's time to make the next 11 years about Amber. And we have been. And it's been a huge blessing for the whole family. And it actually taught our family to actually let go a little bit of Nicole and allow her to become more independent and grow up.
Yeah.
And she's actually thrived because she's becoming a more independent human being. So we actually, as an entire family, have healed
That's
a great
awesome.
Deal from this.
And I do remember that first interview, and I always remember you being special, you know, interviewing you. It's just the way you were so eloquent at like 11, and you're winning an award so young. And it was by, you want to give props to the people that gave you the award as well?
Southern California Motion Picture Council.
Yeah. And knowing those guys and just seeing you, and I just remember just, okay, this is a special kid.
Yeah.
And again, you were just so grateful and appreciative of just being interviewed, but the award itself, mm-hmm. but also that, I just say, okay, we'll see. Now, guest co-hosts, do you have any questions for Amber Patino before we start talking about the show? But anything about her early career, earlier than growing up or anything like that?
I just want to know, why acting? I know acting is therapeutic, but at what point did you realize, yeah, this is what I want to do? It makes me so happy.
Well, after the acting workshop, we started pursuing it, and I did the short film, the student film, and I knew from there that that was really what I wanted to do. It just felt right, and I loved it.
She's so mature, my God. How about you, Jenny Austin? Any questions before we get into?
Did you go to school or regular school, I guess?
Yeah, I was in public school up until third grade, and then I started homeschool just because of stuff that we were going through with Nicole. And I've just been homeschooled ever since. I'm taking this thing where you can do college courses even though you're in high school, so you're basically like, I don't really know how to explain it.
Like AP classes, like that?
Like, kind of. Will you help me? Yeah.
It's basically a college, it's a college program online, but you get you get high school credit for it. So it's kind of the flip side of doing high school and getting college credit. It was created by a homeschool mom called Dual Credit at Home. And so you're not doing any high school courses. You're literally doing college courses, but also getting high school credit for it. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool program.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How does the social life come into play when you're homeschooled? Like, how do you have time for friends and, like, just interacting with kids your own age?
Well, I meet a lot of kids at different things like auditions and just different events and church, things like that. So
awesome. Well, what we're going to be doing, we're going to be cutting to one of her songs, okay? And we're going to have them introduce it. You guys could choose who wants it, or you guys could do it together. Amber, well, let's talk about the song that we're about to play, what inspired you. This is your first song, right? Let Things Go.
Yeah.
And then to talk about a little bit what inspired you to to do this song and what's it about a little bit.
I wrote it when I was 11, and I was going through this. It was right when I started acting, and I was really going through this, like, healing process through everything that we went through with Nicole, and I wanted my mom to heal as well. So I wrote this song to kind of help her.
And do you mind me asking, just because I mean, you're talking about your sister a lot, what you know, she's special needs. Do you mind me asking, what's the background of the special? What's Nicole that maybe people could relate?
She's autistic.
Okay.
She has a mild mental delay as well. Mm. But she also has limbic seizures, which are seizures that come from the limbic part of the brain where the adrenaline output is. And limbic seizures are fight or flight seizures, which means that you either run away or you fight. And so if you're fight, that means you're getting the added benefit of the outpouring of adrenaline. So you can go from a cute little 8-year-old to the strength of a 30-year-old in an instant. And that's pretty tough, you know, when you're fighting, you know, a 30-year-old mom or a 40-year-old mom. So it was really hard because she went through about a 5-year stint of thousands of those fight seizures.
Wow. And it's so cool. Wow. Just you guys are such a strong family. And like people can't see this, but you guys are holding hands right now. And it's so beautiful to see. So Amber, we're gonna be playing this song. We're going to have these lovely guest co-hosts introduce this. So you guys want to introduce this song? We'll be back. And we're going to talk about your new series, The First, starring Sean Penn, on Hulu. So let's talk. We're going to talk about that. But again, let's do a little bit promotion on your new on one of your songs. Okay.
This is called "Let Things Go" by Amber Patino.
Wow, beautiful. Okay, thank you, girls, and we'll be right back. Here we go.
All genres, all indie.
Now listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
To let things go, the things that hurt your soul. You got to let things go, let things ride on their own. Well, now you know, you got to let it go now, 'cause we are who we are, and you
passes in the past. Got to let things go, 'cause you are beautiful. You got to let it go. Yesterday is over. You got to let it go. Don't let it hurt you. Let it heal your soul, and you got to, you got to be in the here and now. You know that you're safe right here, and you know that you're not there anymore. You got to let things go. Things that hurt your soul. You got to let things go. Let things right on the wall. You got to let things go. You got to let things go. Got to let things go.
That was Let Things Go by Amber Patino. Very beautiful.
Thank you.
What did you girls think?
That was gorgeous. Such a mature voice.
I was like
and then looking at her face, like, that came out of this girl right here.
Wow.
That's such a mature voice.
Yeah. She's so like, young. I gotta let things go.
And now I see why she said she likes like Ella Fitzgerald. It's like so soulful, her voice. And it's, I was just, wow.
Yeah. Well, I think I was... How old was I when I recorded that? I was...
Yeah, you were about 12 when you 12, recorded 13. It.
Sure, I was going to say, please don't say 12.
She was 12 when she recorded it and shot the music video at 13.
Wow.
So
wow.
The music video is on YouTube.
So yeah, you could check it out. It's Let Things Go by Amber Patino. And you spell that A-M-B-E-R, P as in Paul, A-T-T-I-N-O. There's a music video on YouTube.
Yeah, all of her social media is Amber Patino. Exactly.
Okay, great. And then also, if you like that song, let me know at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Again, that's Let Things Go by Amber Patino. Before we start talking about the first, we're going to do, it's a preview of a song the new song she's got coming out. Mm-hmm. So it's a little sneak peek.
Hopefully you'll play the whole song when it comes out.
Cool. And when is it coming out?
It comes out October 12th.
And how can they check this out?
It's going to come across all mediums, Amazon Music, Apple Music, all the Pandora.
Cool.
All the different.
All the streaming.
All right. So it's going to be.
All the streamy thingies.
So Supernova, you want to give some props out to any involved with this song, the new song that we're about to see. Share, and then also what inspired you really quickly?
Well, I was actually inspired by the show. I wrote it while I was filming it.
Which is the first. On Hulu. Okay.
And, I was just thinking about it, the show, and then I was like, that would make a really cool song. And so I started writing about it, and it just became more than just a little idea of space.
Okay. So it's called Supernova, and then who's involved with this song as well? Her
producer, Lucas Balker.
Lucas Balker?
Yeah, they're partners in everything that she writes. They write together. They produce together. And the really exciting thing is Lucas's mentor is Roma Ramirez from Sublime.
Wow.
And everybody knows Sublime.
Yeah. So, yeah, give a shout out one more time. It's Lucas?
Lucas Bacher. We love
Lucas
him.
Bacher. All right. Shout out Lucas Bacher. And yeah, this is, again, my lovely guest co-hosts are going to be introducing this song again. We're going to play a quick sneak peek, and then you guys are going to be able to get it fully on October 12th. On all streaming platform type exactly things. All right. So, again, you guys want to introduce?
This is Supernova by Amber Patino.
All right. We'll be right back here with Amber Patino to talk about the new show, The First. Here we go, girl.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Looking out into space, and I can see it all about to break now. It's no longer safe for us to stay, no longer safe for us. But I hope the ship goes past to get us safely out of the radius of the blast, the radius of the blast. And you're floating, about to blow in. Star is shooting, supernova,
All right, that was a quick sneak peek of Amber Patino's new song, Supernova, which is coming out October 12th, correct? On mm-hmm all streaming platforms. Again, would you girls take a little sneak peek?
Could they make that the theme song of the show?
awesome. Put it out there, you like never know.
Jamming.
Or maybe at least for the trailers of something of the show.
Something
but also,
in the show.
There's
so,
like this ethereal quality about her
yeah
music.
Yeah.
Magical.
Yeah, very, very beautiful. Amber, very, very well done.
Thank you.
A shout out again to your producer.
Lucas Bacher.
Lucas Bacher. Again, so that's Supernova. Let me know what you think of that song as well.
And
so
her music video will be out in November on Vevo and YouTube and
awesome
all those other cool streaming.
That's great. So again, check her out. You could also check out her last music video, Let Things Go by Amber Patino on YouTube. And then again, Supernova is coming out October 12th. Again, that's by Amber Patino as well. Let me know. Tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Let me know what you guys think. So speaking of the show, we're going to talk about The First, starring Sean Penn. Let's talk about what's the show about and, you know, your character and all that kind of good stuff.
Okay. Well, I play Amanda, and I'm the daughter of Natasha McElhone, who plays my mom in the show. So the show is basically about how the world is becoming less and less safe to live. Mm-hmm. So my mom in the show is colonizing Mars. So, yeah, that's basically the main plot of it.
And Sean Penn, what's he, who's he playing?
Sean Penn is the lead astronaut in the show. And my mom, she recruits everyone, and they go off to Mars.
and it's basically he's taking a group with him to go colonize Mars,
mm-hmm,
correct?
Right.
Wow. I saw the trailer, and it seems very powerful, actually, very mm-hmm dramatic. And Sean Penn, of course, always does great work, and the cast looks phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Now, what was it like being a part of that show? And talk just a little bit about your character. I mean, and your name of your character.
Right. My character is Amanda, and she's really like the goody two-shoes of the family. She thinks that her mom hung the moon and that she never wants to do anything to make her mad or disappointed in her. And her brother is like the exact opposite.
Because you have a twin brother on the show.
Yeah,
here.
Okay. I do. His name is Devin on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's his name in real life?
Alex Rubin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's it like working, number one, what was it like getting the show and knowing that Sean Penn was involved?
It was pretty crazy because when we got the audition, we didn't really know much about it. It didn't say anything, it was just like any other audition. And then I got it and they gave us all the information. We were like, whoa, this is so cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. Girls, guest co-hosts, what questions do you have about Amber, the show, or whatever?
Did you know it was on Hulu, or so they really told you nothing?
Yeah, we didn't know anything about it.
Blindsided, and then like, by the way, Sean Penn is on the show.
You're like, career cool. Amazing. I have to say it's kind of funny because they kept telling us, you know, this is the big time. And we kept saying, okay. Mm-hmm. But since we had no idea what the big time was, how are we supposed to react? So we'd say, okay, sure. And then the manager would say, it's the big time. And we'd say, okay.
Like it hasn't clicked.
And then we showed up to our hotel in New Orleans, and Amber opened the door to our little 200 square foot suite.
Uh-huh.
And her jaw dropped, and she went running through it like The Sound of Music with her arms open. Mm-hmm. This is the big time. And I wish I had videoed it. It was the funniest thing I had ever seen.
Wow.
How many space movies?
We had no idea.
Did you guys like have to like binge watch a bunch of different space movies just to like get in the space mentality? Like
the lingo.
It was too cool.
Not really. I just kind of just went there and did it. I mean, yeah.
And what's it like working, for those that don't know, I mean, he seems intense in a good way. What's it like working with Sean Penn?
He's actually really, really nice, and he's really shy.
Really?
So nice.
He's also really funny.
What would people not know that you would think about Sean Penn? Like, you would go, oh my gosh, if people knew he was blank. I mean, you said funny. Anything else that mm-hmm. maybe?
I would just say a little shy, you know. Just
yeah,
wow.
He's a little shy.
He's not. You know how some people think that someone of that stature would have an ego. He doesn't have an ego. He's just a nice, humble man.
Wow.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. And did you know who he was prior? I mean, did you grow up watching? What was your favorite Sean Penn movie?
I Am Sam.
Wow. Okay. How about you, Lindsay?
It's a good one.
Well, we, of course, remember Fast Times. Okay. And then, you know.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Okay. What's it like working with Natasha
McElhone?
How's it like playing her daughter?
Yes. She's amazing. She's just a phenomenal actress and a really nice person, too. I have this little book of pictures that we take throughout the whole thing, and it's actually the script of the episode, and we put pictures in it, and she signed it for me, and she was like, I love you, Amber, from your English mummy. She's just the sweetest person ever.
Awesome.
Because Amber homeschools and doesn't get a typical yearbook, every set she's ever been on, I take the script and I'll put pictures from set, and I always ask everyone to sign it, so every script becomes her yearbook.
And
so she has that from
such a good mama.
So I don't take pictures for posting. I literally take pictures on set. I get permission everywhere we go to take pictures on set to create little mini yearbooks. So everyone on set signs it like they would a yearbook.
That's a good idea. Wow.
It's super fun. Yeah.
So Miss Jenny Austin and Mina Wahab, any other, we're about to be wrapping up, any other questions for Amber Patino?
So you have Natasha as your mother, you have a twin brother. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other family members in the cast, or is it you three?
No, that's us. I know that there is a father that has been divorced,
but
they haven't introduced him in the show yet.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Cool. How about Mina Wahab?
Any question?
And just questions in general.
In general, I just want to know where she gets her maturity from, because I'm in awe just listening to you speak. I'm like, how? There's no way you're only like, what, 15?
Yeah.
I can't process it. I've been listening to you speak. You're so mature, so well spoken, so eloquent. And I'm just like, with the most adorable face in the world.
I know.
I'm Minnie Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah. Slash Evan Rachel Wood.
Yeah. No, so let's put it out there. I mean, we're going to be wrapping up here. What would you like to do next? Whether it's singing, whether it's acting, and is there anyone that you would love to work with? Or any, you know, in general? What would be the next thing you'd like to do? Because this is a good start now.
Yeah. Well, my goal someday is to have, to make like one of those iconic movies like Mamma Mia or like a Harry Potter or something. Something that everyone knows and loves.
Yeah. Well, I think you're off to a good start. You have a beautiful voice. You're very mature, you're very humble, and very respectable, and I definitely think, I can say if you get to work with Sean Penn and people like Natasha McElhone, and this is one of your first series, I think this is a really good blast off. It's a blast off of a career. We're already running out of time here. And Lindsay, I say applaud you for raising such a beautiful young lady and your family as well. I think a lot of times the children are a good reflection of their parenting. So props to your family as well, the Patino family, and your husband for moving out here. Yeah. So give him some props. He's like, I want some props. But thank you guys. So we want to end off the show. This show is ultimately about inspiring others. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become an actress, a singer, or just follow their dreams in general?
Probably just to not give up. It's a long, hard journey, and you'll get 100 no's before you get a yes, or 1,000 maybe. And you just have to keep going at it. If it's what you love and if it's your dream and really what you want, then don't give up on it.
Great. Well, anything to piggyback on that, Lindsay Patino?
I'd say the most important thing to is before you make a decision and say yes about something, is to ask yourself, is it something that I'm willing to do, that I'm comfortable sitting next to my friends watching on a screen, or sitting next to my children and watching on a screen? And if I can do that, then say yes. And if I'm not comfortable sitting next to my friends or my children watching it on a screen, then say no.
All right. Well, and anything to piggyback on, how about you girls? Any inspirational guest co-hosts? Jenny Austin and Mina Wahab. Jenny.
Mina first.
Oh, Mina first. Okay, yeah, Mina Wahab.
I mean, piggyback.
I would just say that oftentimes we worry about making the right choices, and we worry, oh, well, I don't want to make a decision at all because I don't know if this is really what I want. And I think that is a huge mistake, because I think there's no such thing necessarily as the wrong choice. I think whatever you choose, you make the best out of that situation, and it's all a learning experience in the end. And a lot of people feel like, well, what if I'm stuck in this, or what if I'm stuck in that? I think it's never too late to start over. It's never too late to reinvent yourself. So do whatever it is you even think you have an inkling or a passion for. Explore it. If you don't like it, it's fine. You can always start over. Never feel stuck.
Awesome. And last but not least, the lovely Jenny Austin.
My mind is like mush.
Do what you love. Blank the rest. But
And hang out with more people like Jenny Austin. Because seriously, she's so bright. Like she's lovable. She's bright. Great energy.
Like all I do is post. I know you're
like
quotes.
You're like very like adorable. I don't know if that's the word. Like you so, can just you yeah, have the smile so and you're like, hey, that's but you both are. So anyways, you guys have a good mix of friendship.
And she's genuine. It's very hard, like really in entertainment, nice. Oh, in an God. Industry yeah. that's so cutthroat, to find people who are.
It's the Jenny Austin show now. No. That's so nice. Okay, so any it's quickly, true. Anything to wrap up really quick, Jenny. So finish off with your.
I feel like I always post so many quotes on Instagram, and I can't even think of one. Okay, inspirational. I think if you love, if you know, okay. you shouldn't have a backup plan for something that you really want to do. What really, really want to do. You okay. shouldn't have a backup plan.
Well.
There you go.
There we go. Okay. Well,
no plan B.
I know we went a little over here, but again, it was great. So again, really quickly, you could check out Amber Patino on the series The First on Hulu. Is it what nights is it on? Or I know you could binge watch it.
You can binge watch the entire thing.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So they could binge watch it again. That's on Hulu. So check it out again. It's called The First. And social media, websites, all that kind of good stuff. What else?
Everything is Amber Patino all across all social media.
Okay. So that's Amber Patino.
Instagram, Facebook.
So AMBER. P as in Paul, A, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, I, N as in... Oh, okay, see? That's why I spell it out. So Amber, AMBER, Patino, P as in Paul, A, T as in Tom, I, N as in Nancy, O, Amber, Patino with one T. Mm-hmm. You see? I feel like I'm in a spelling bee. On all social media platforms, check out our new music as well coming up October 12th. That's Supernova. Check her out on YouTube with her last song as well. Let Things Go. And again, one more time for our lovely guest co-host, I want to say thank you, lovely ladies, for coming here. If you guys want to check out Jenny Austin, again, the social media, you say it.
It's Jenny Austin.
Okay. And Mina Wahab.
Hey, everyone. You can find me across social media platforms at Mina Makes Magic.
All right. Well, I thank you all. Wow, this is a very beautiful show. Beautiful women in here and beautiful guests. And beautiful talent. I adore you guys, and thank you guys for coming. I always like to end off this show, and God bless all you guys. I always like to end off this show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are impossible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.